This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
We need an ice auger sound. That's what we need today. How you doing? Happy Saturday. Belated Happy New Year to you. This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. We're on 94.5, 106.5, 97.3. Those are all the FMs. 1490 AM, 1420 AM, myboomerradio.com. We are on Fremont, Nebraska Radio, the storied 1340 KHUB AM, and 98.9 FM, Big Dog Country. So love our Fremont listeners there. Great Outdoor Radio Show is hosted by me, crazy man Greg Wagner. Topically, I know a little bit about everything, but when it gets in depth, I turn to people like I got here in the studio. Kevin Markt of Omaha, Lauren Cott of Gretna. Studio audience!
Good morning.
Good morning. These are outdoorsmen amid the outdoor crowd. These are outdoor experts big time, hunting, fishing, all around superb people. The people that you'd want to most likely be in a blind with or at an ice fishing shack with as well. Lauren Cott, Kevin Markt, and we're going to talk a little ice fishing, aren't we? We're going to talk ice fishing.
You bet.
You bet.
And if you know Greg Wagner, I'm a rookie. I am. I'm going to learn a lot today from you guys. I know enough to go with people like you or Ty Stromquist or Daryl Bauer. And so each time I go, I pick up a little bit. I did some ice fishing in high school, Lauren, and Gretna, sand pits. Some of the time we probably shouldn't have been out on the ice. Those darn sand pits anyhow.
But we were all young and fearless.
Young, dumb, and brave.
That's right.
So it's all about ice fishing. What do you want to know? Ice fishing represents, like spring turkey hunting, like bow hunting, guys, among the fastest growing aspects of the outdoor world.
Yeah,
it's
really
quite an adventure. I think it's so awesome.
Don't need a boat. Get all over
you
the lake.
Don't, that's right. That's a Daryl Bauer line. I don't need a boat, Wagner. So what do you want to know? Here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show about ice fishing. I've got the experts right here. They're good. Phone number. We've got four sublines and one main line. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Our show is presented by the Oak Creek Sporting Club. Going to have Terry Kriz on 1 week from today to talk about upland game bird hunting, what I'm doing wrong, not following through on my shots for the chuckers. And the pheasants, there's a lot of truth to that. Talk sporting clays. And, you know, getting somebody new into the world of upland game bird hunting, a controlled shooting area that's affordable like Oak Creek, is a great place to start. You get to watch good dog work. You're going to get on some birds. You don't have to travel very far. They'll tune you up on the trap range or sporting clays before you go. And it's a lot of fun. Terry Kriz and the Oak Creek Sporting Club 1 week from today. We also have Cubby's Convenience Stores. The CEO of Cubby's, guys and gals, is a big-time outdoorsman. We're going to get him on the air here. Cubby's Convenience Stores. And, Cubby's has that Chester's Fried Chicken. Kevin.
Been there.
Hand up.
You know it.
They've got the Godfather's Express Pizza. Now what they have, my Mormon Bridge store up kind of by us, Kevin.
Yep.
And, Lord, you got to try this. 92nd Mormon Bridge Road. It's McKinley and Highway 75.
Yep.
That's a big Cubby's. They've got the gas station barbecue. Oh, my. It's got Reader's Choice Awards and everything else. It's awesome. Got to send Nick Burris, our producer in the back there, up there. Good stuff. Cubby's Convenience Stores. 36 locations, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. Swing by and grab a diet soda or coffee or whatever you got. Sandwich and a candy bar and off you go to your ice fishing hut or your blind. Also have stories to tell us with sausage waiting in the wings with weather that you need to get a little cooler, Kenny.
Work on that, would you?
Yeah, come on, Ken! Stories to tell us with sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. Stories to each other web, storiesitch.com. And we also have, too, we have added the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. That would be encompassing Fremont Lakes, one of the busiest areas in the game and parks system of parks, and then also Dead Timber State Recreation Area. John C. Fremont Days. Fremont throws a great party. And a lot of friends there. A lot of neat sandpit developments there if you're looking to buy a house, whether it's Ritz Lake, Timberwood, bunch of neat places there. Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Now we will turn to the butcher that does the weather because he's been outside and he's looked at models. No, not those.
Oh, gosh.
The weather computer models. No. Oh. Yeah, computer models, yeah. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House with Sausage.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And what kind of a forecast are you giving the ice anglers? Huh?
For the ice anglers, not so good.
Late season deer hunters?
Not bad. Good.
Yeah, okay. What's today? What's tomorrow?
Unfortunately, the ice fishers got to wait a little while yet.
Well, we've got Jeff Misek. Jeff, call in. I told you to call in. Our buddy Jeff, Jeff's on the ice right now, isn't he, Kevin?
Yes, he Lauren? Is. You bet.
Okay.
Yep, just talked to him before we came.
So the ice is, it's basically, I think Lauren summed it up earlier the week, it's marginal, and it probably depends on your approach. We're going to talk about all this, on your approach going out. But your warm temps in the forecast aren't going to help anything. And nighttime lows hovering around freezing, not even freezing.
Yeah, I think winter is done. Now we're going to have spring this week, and then, gosh darn, we'll go into another winter after that. But it's going to be nice. You'll probably see some guys on the golf course, because they always like to get out there whenever it's over 40 degrees.
Yeah. You guys do golf? I don't do golf.
No. Cuts into
we fish.
Else.
We hunt. Yeah. I know, I'm not a little white ball chaser.
Nope.
Not. I'd be in the rough anyway, looking at the habitat and seeing what's in there.
Yep.
There we go.
Last time I went golfing, I found all kinds of balls on the rough.
Probably mine that said Wagner's balls.
I can't swing a club to save my soul, I'll tell you.
We're better off. Well, I'm probably better off shooting something standing still.
Yes.
Bow. There you go. So today, about 30 degrees. Kind of a mimic of yesterday, I think.
We had a little fog. The last four or five days, it's just kind of cloudy and miserable. And then it warms up at the end of the week. We get in the 40s, stay in the 45.
Might touch 50 one day, I think.
Yeah, they're talking Wednesday or Thursday. Might hit 50. So we'll get rid of all this snow that's on the ground.
Well.
Ready for some more coming.
Yeah, no doubt. Very still winter. How's the meat industry?
It's doing well. There are some shortages again for some gosh darn reason. Can't get any pork bellies or things like that. So it's a little strange. I thought it would be back to normal by now, but we still got hiccups along the way.
Is your deer processing kind of moved back a little bit that you've been doing because you were so busy with the holidays?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're finally getting back into the deer. Gosh darn, last Monday we got 11 deer in again.
I contributed to that. So did Rich Bergren.
It was a nice busy week with that. But we're finally getting it all processed and getting it done, and so we'll be on that for the next 4 weeks.
We're sounding the grilling alert for the ice fishing huts.
Yes.
Tell me what your hut looks like, Kevin.
The best part.
These guys are food mongers.
That's why
I want to show up for the food. Seriously.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I see Lauren out with his grandkids. I see Kevin out. I think got a grandkid, I think, there, too.
No, but I borrow Lauren's and Jeff's.
Oh, do you?
I borrow.
You can get them sugared up and give them back.
That's exactly why.
There you go. I love that.
And they can't figure out why me. They think I'm the greatest guy in the world.
Greg Wagner's eating Little Debbie's with them grandkids.
Yeah.
There you go. So, all right, Kenny. Grilling alert.
Yep.
What are we slapping on the grill?
Well, you know, when you're on the ice like that, you have to have some cherry bombs, which are nice and spicy, or some hot Italian, Arizona hot links. That'll warm you up.
There you go. Brought in potato sausage today. I think Lauren had one.
Ooh,
always good.
Very tasty.
There you go. Want to thank you for the charitable work that you've done with folks that have wanted to donate deer. Hunters Helping the Hungry met its quota, but you're working with Francis Siena House and with the South Omaha Vets Home.
Yes, absolutely.
And with some of the other churches, too, in the area there with folks in need.
Absolutely.
Omaha Food Bank as well. Want to thank you for all that.
Glad to do it.
Yep, big time. All right, contact information. Here come the test questions.
Oh, gosh. I hope I studied enough.
Phone numbers?
341-7260. Out down south and out west is 333-7277.
All right. Hours for both locations?
Open until 5:30 tonight, and out west, we're open until 6 o'clock.
All right. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Catch some of those trout at Standing Bear, as long as the springs in the middle of that lake aren't too prominent. You'll smoke them up, won't you?
Absolutely. Nothing beautiful. Better than smoked trout.
Oh, good stuff. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. Stoicich on the web, Stoicich.com. The South Store is just to the north of 24th and Vinton. The West Store is to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road. 132nd at West Center, where you'll see geese and turkeys and who knows what else in that intersection. So north and east of there. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Neil Nelkin on the board, the Dean of Nebraska Radio, back in his saddle. And Neil's going to take us to a break. When we come back, it's Ice Fishing with Kevin Mark and Lauren Cott after this.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies, even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog Country. Brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Stoicich House of Sausage, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Special guest today, Kevin Mark right there from Omaha, Lauren Cott of Gretna. Everybody knows you two guys. I mean, you guys are like celebs.
Might be just getting up there in age.
No, at least you don't have my cult
following.
We've
been around for a while. I think that's it, Kevin.
Long in the tooth, Kevin.
That's it.
The mountain man saying.
That's it.
But we're talking ice fishing. What do you want to know out there? I don't want to talk. I got a pile of papers, but I haven't flipped any of them yet. So, Kevin Mark, Lauren Cott, ask them ice fishing questions. 402-553-1490. 553-1490. And, Kevin, I'm going to start with you. Getting started in the world of ice fishing, you go into Scheels, you go into Cabela's, you're looking at the aisles and aisles of gear and technology, and you're going, yeah, where do you start?
It's changed, you know, greatly here just recently. And, you know, the long and the tooth part, I've been doing this about 40 years now, and I was watching, you know, Turpentine to see how to do it back then. And you were sitting on a bucket with a spoon.
Yep.
Over an
auger.
With
a broken rod, the Turpin homemade.
Yeah, you put it back together, and you actually got a locally made Harvey's bowl wax to make your leather boots waterproof.
Yep.
And just how it's changed and the technology is there, and I think it's one of those things to follow that technology. I mean, I wouldn't go without a fish finder without a flasher now. I mean, it's just useless, and it just increases your catch crazy amounts. And I just think you go in there and you ask those guys. A lot of those guys are hardcore ice fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gotten so...
I've been with them.
It's gotten so popular that everybody's got to know about it when they work in those stores, you know, because it, look how many aisles are dedicated to ice fishing now. Yep. It wasn't like that just 10 years ago even. And now you got live scopes and you got everything you can really increase your catch. And I think that's the thing. You know, Laura and I are always about getting kids going and outdoors.
You bet.
And whatever activity it might be. And it's no fun to go out there and sit on a bucket in the cold and not catch anything.
Yep.
And so when you go in there and you get a shelter that can keep you out of the wind and you can get a heater that can keep you warm during
that time.
A little
buddy heater.
Yep. Any of that stuff I think is critical. Ask those guys. Start out small. Start out pretty simple. And have some safety equipment. You know, I mean, right now the ice in certain areas is kind of sketchy. In other areas, it's real good for safety right now. And I think that's safety's got to be the first thing. You know, Laura and I take his grandkids. You got little kids, and they like to run around the trees, and they want to go every which way. And you got to keep an eye on them. But, you know, you wait till you get some good ice, and you don't have to worry about it. But safety's got to be first. You know, going with somebody, make sure the people know where you're at, and going around where other people are fishing, you know, just so if there's something happens. So,
Lauren Cott. Why, some people might be asking, would anyone even think of going ice fishing? Why in the tarnation are you out there on the ice,
I know,
a perfectly sane, fine individual such as yourself and Kevin, why are you out there?
Well, you don't have, number one, you don't have to fight mosquitoes like you do in the summer.
There you go.
They're gone. If you're, I would tell you the fish that we catch through the ice are superb quality. They come out of cold water. They don't have a mushy taste. They're easy to preserve. You just put them in a bucket, and you know, thing is, don't let them get hard frozen. They're a little tough to clean that way, but excellent table fare. And you can get a lot of places walking in between trees and stuff that you can't get with a boat. So I mean,
good
it's
point.
There's a lot of advantages.
I think it's an adventure too, you guys.
It is. And it's a good bridge between, you know, guys like us that bow hunt in the fall for deer, and then we got spring turkey hunting here in a couple, three more, you know, you got a couple months you got to pass the time with, and it just fits. So
Kevin, I'm looking at any of the metro area lakes. It could be Youngman, Standing Bear. I'm looking at the ice. I see some people out there. Don't know how they got there. What are some of the basic things when you're kind of looking at the ice? And then probably drilling some test holes as well.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is, you know, if you're not familiar with it, look where everybody else has been fishing. You can look and see what they had there. Sometimes people leave some little tips and things behind that you know what they were doing or what they were fishing with. You know, a lot of times you start with some structure, try to get around some trees and start with there and the flats, and then you start drilling some holes and putting your finder down in there, you know, and saying, well, we got some fish here, we got the right depth, and we'll go after it that way. So follow some people around. Don't get too close to them, you know, but a little bit of etiquette has to be in there, but that's usually a good place to start.
What's your first name again?
And I will tell you that I learned from old Dick Turpin. I always tell people Dick Turpin's my mentor. Please forgive me.
Okay. You're on cell
kind of a mentor of
everybody's,
all of us. Everybody's. Yeah, exactly. Dick always said, Wagsy, you got the 4-6-8 rule, kid. And this is what you do. 4 inches of that good, solid, clear ice supports the heaviest of folks. If you ever get to 400 pounds, it'll support you. 4 inches, one person, 6 inches, several anglers in a group and some of the bigger shelters, and 8 inches, God help you, a snow machine.
Yep,
snowmobile.
There you go.
That's what he would say. So, and you like to drill test holes, probably with a marginality right now, about every 20 to 30 feet.
Yep, that a spud
is
bar.
Is that pretty good? Or
walk
spud
with
bar.
A spud bar all the way out. Make sure that you
spud
got
spud bar might
eye.
Even be better, because
right
if
now.
You fall in, you can turn it horizontal,
yep.
Can't you?
Right. Yep.
There you go.
Have some spikes.
Got a caller, and we appreciate that. You are on with Lauren Cott and Kevin Mark, Great Outdoor Radio Show. How you doing? Hello, hello.
Yeah.
There he is. Who's this?
This is Irwin Bridgeford.
Hi, Irwin. How you doing, buddy? Irwin Bridgeford of Walnut Radio, of the Boomer Radio Network in Dog Country. Yeah, you got a question for these two guys right here?
Yes, I do. I'm heading up ice fishing right now to a farm pond north of Laurel, Nebraska. And I'm wondering, for a bluegill in a farm pond, what's probably the best color jig to use?
You have an assortment, that's all I can tell you. And don't be scared to switch them.
Start out small, put that wax worm on there, and like you say, you're going to have to switch them around a little bit, but starting out with a chartreuse is never a bad deal. A little bit of a tiger stripe probably start out well.
There you go.
All righty. We try to switch them up. I've got a few rods different.
I think the size thing is good, too. If you get them on a little bit of a negative day, you got to downsize. You got to get down to where I got to put my reading glasses on to put the wax worm on the hook.
There you go, Irwin.
Sounds excellent. Thank you, guys.
Good safe luck. Travels. Thank good you, Irwin Bridgeford. Irwin of Walnut Radio, Boomer Radio, Big Dog Country, heading up to ice fish. I like radio people when they get outdoors. Irwin does a lot, quite a bit. What's your ideal day, you guys, for ice fishing? Is it a day like today that's overcast? Is it what's your ideal day if you've got one for ice fishing?
I like to have a little bit of a sun.
Do you?
Criff's cold.
Okay. Is that so? Light penetration there?
Yeah, and my just very light winds. The wind just for a lot of outdoor activities ruins it, you know, it just makes it uncomfortable. And I think we'll both say that we do a lot of these things, not necessarily on the result of catching a lot of fish, but having a good day, especially with the kids, you know, and that makes it easier when you're not in the wind and it's just miserable. The temperature anymore doesn't bother us because you got the equipment and the gear to
go
stay
when
decent.
You can safely go.
Yeah. Right. And so I just think that just makes it a little bit more comfortable and it's just more of a pleasant day.
Lauren? You got your grandkids out there.
Yep.
Three of them?
I have three or four? Three in Gretna and two in Lincoln.
Five of them?
Yep, five of them. So.
What are the tricks and tips for taking the grandkids on the ice to fish through the hard water?
Well, I would say number one, they don't like road travel. You know, are we there yet? You know,
just around the next bend would be.
So, but we're pretty handy because I live here in the metro area. We've got a lot of lakes to choose from. Okay, so you get them there in fairly short order, you know, 30, 45-minute ride. You got to have a shelter for them, unless it's a really warm day. They do like to roam around a little bit, and, you know, they pretty much mind, but once in a while they wander
off. Like to slide around on the ice.
Yeah, they got to do a little bit of that. But, Kevin, you know, and then it's food. We need some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is
just as important as waxworms to have along. So, and then we normally grill. A cold sandwich doesn't cut it.
No, you got to have hot dogs or hamburgers, don't you? We got a grill.
Huh? So I would say the inside of both of our ice huts probably smells like a barbecue grill. From the old grease and stuff on the stove.
Is that why Rich Bergman's out there, the conservation officer, checking you?
Yeah,
checking it repeatedly?
To see
if this is done? Sorry, Rich.
And then just get them, you know, it's a lot simpler fishing in a little bit shallower water with the grandkids, just, you know, getting the line up out with the fish on and everything, and then try to get them on fish. So, but they seem to have a good time no matter if the fish are biting or not. So
there you go, Kevin.
The ticket is that at Lauren's hut, the back unzips, and so it's like a little short order cook thing. So you come by and you get your hot dog, deer dog, whatever he might be cooking that day, and then you take some Allen Rohr famous mustard and you slather that on there.
I have tried Allen Rohr's mustard,
and you don't care if the fish are biting anyway by that time, and that's what get the kids going. You know, cool. the hot, you got to have a little hot chocolate on the ice.
Oh yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
It's all about the experience. Yeah. All right, gonna take a break from you guys and chime in here. Going to now speak with Jeremy Schaff. Hopefully I pronounced that right, like the ESPN Jeremy Schaff. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about an expo, you guys, that pertains to all of us. Hunting happening next weekend. It would be the Nebraska Deer and Game Expo. It's going to be at the Lancaster Event Center, 84th and Havelock. We all know where that is, Lincoln. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. NebraskaDeerAndGameExpo.com. Jeremy, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
How are you, sir? Good, good.
Good, and congratulations on pulling off this upcoming expo for those of us in the hunting and sporting community. And the first thing I probably should ask you is, do we have COVID-19 restrictions and prevention guidelines for those coming to this?
Yes, mask will be mandated. Being here in Lincoln, that's a must. And then they have the attendance down a little bit as far as the number of people that can be in there, but that place is so big, it does not actually affect with what we're trying to do. So,
yeah, sounds good. Give us some general information on the Nebraska Deer and Game Expo and why should we attend it?
Well, we haven't had an expo like this for quite a number of years. Last year was our first year bringing something like this back to Nebraska, so We have a building absolutely full of vendors. You'll be able to find anything from blinds, outfitters, big game supplements, media groups, art, real estate, taxidermy, you name it. All the vendor booth space has been filled. And like you said, it's Friday through Sunday. There'll be military and veteran half price all weekend. There's a half price ladies night Friday night. Some of the key points, there's a 3D archery shoot, a big buck contest, a monster shed contest, seminars all weekend with some really good speakers, a kid zone, and it should be a really good time.
So it's going to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, and Nebraska Deer and Game Expo.com, real good website. I think you've got Melissa Bachman coming? Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. She was there last year. She's coming back again this year. She is awesome. She is a great ambassador for everybody, and especially the women and kids. She's great. She's great at what she does, and she doesn't just show up for an hour or two. She'll be at her booth all day long and plus seminars. So
you got Billy Cromie going to be there?
Yep.
That Montana game warden. He's a Nebraskan, though, near Linwood. And yeah, Billy's awesome.
Yeah.
He's got a seminar he's going to be doing there as well. And is there anything folks need to know in advance besides what we've mentioned?
I don't think so. Bring a mask. There will be some mask there. It's one of those things. However you feel on that, it is what it is. All the other expos across the country have pretty much shut down.
This year. You're it. Pretty much are it on the outdoor end of things.
Yep. And in saying that, a lot of these vendors depend on that. It's a good feeling. Everybody has turned to Nebraska, and we're it. So the vendors are coming, and we need to support them. Hopefully there's a lot of people coming through the doors and coming to this show and just have a good time and forget about all the other stuff for a while.
And what are your admission prices generally?
General admission is $12. Youth is $5. Five and under is free. And then there's a 3-day pass for $20.
Nebraska Deer and Game Expo.com. Jeremy Schaff, what else do we need to cover with this?
I think
you got it.
Yeah. Some of the others, like Jared Scheffler, Whitetail Adrenaline, they're going to be there. I don't know if you know much about them, but they're pretty hardcore public land only guys hunting off the ground, stick and string. They have no sponsors. They just do it all on their own. Just to name a few, I obviously can't name everybody, but just
sure.
A few people that are coming. We got Bucks of Nebraska, Buckstorm, Working Class Bow Hunter, Middle River Buck Blinds, Rambo Bikes, the Walleye Guys. Other than that, there's the Big Buck Contest, door prizes, raffles, and like I said, a lot of really good exhibitors, so it should be a good
Very time. Good. All right, Jeremy Schaff, thank you very much. Nebraska Deer and Game Expo happening at the Lancaster Event Center, 84th and Havelock, Lincoln, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is it. This is for the outdoor crowd, for us. This is it. And you need to go and support them, Nebraska Deer and Game Expo.com. And do you have a phone number if people want any more specifics, Jeremy?
The website does a lot of info on there.
Okay.
If it's you can get a hold of Chris directly, 308-293-7475, or he's very good at messaging back on the Facebook page as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy. And I think we're going to talk at you next week, too, in the midst of the Nebraska Deer and Game Expo. Thank you very much.
That'd be great. Thanks, Greg.
You bet. Appreciate it. Have a good one. All right. Well, at least one, guys, outdoor function is going to be able to go. You got to bring your masks. I'm sure they're probably going to have some distancing as well. Limited amount of people, but that place is huge. It's massive. Let's do some trivia. Back to ice fishing we go. Here we go. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. And Lauren, this is your question. I'm going to have you read it, but we've got a big prize pack. We're going to play for a 2021 Nebraskaland Magazine wall calendar. Then I've got a pair of tickets from Jeremy to the Nebraska Deer and Game Expo next weekend, Lancaster Event Center, Lincoln. And then, Lauren, what did you, you have handed me a gift certificate from the Farmers Co-op in Gretna, one 50-pound wild bird mix seed?
Everybody feeds birds in the winter, so we thought
we all do, don't we? Yeah, it's fun. So what a prize pack we have here. Lauren, take it away, buddy. Okay. This is your question.
Well, I'm kind of a pack rat. I've got every permit that I've ever bought when I became of age, and I thought, I looked up, the first one I bought was a Nebraska fishing permit in 1968. And I thought it'd be kind of neat. What do you think I paid for that permit?
Ah.
A Nebraska annual fishing permit, 1968.
You were 16, but you turned 17 like a month later.
Yep.
But you're 16, and Kevin, we're going to say, think in dollars and quarters. And the price included the 25-cent issuing fee because it was bought at a hardware store, I think,
it
in Herman.
I went to Hooper, actually.
Oh, Hooper.
Hooper.
Okay.
I went to Sager Hardware. I went to school
Dodge
with
County, everybody. Dodge
yes,
County.
Yes, sir.
All right. Phone number to call, four sublines, 402-553-1490. First caller that gets it right wins the prize pack, 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Familiar sound from the ice fishing hut, I think.
Yep.
You don't want that open water near you. Greg Wagner with you, Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country. Podcast of the show coming up right after this. Courtesy of Nick Burris, that guy back there, that other studio couple away from us, at myboomerradio.com, myboomerradio.com, and we'll remind you of that through my social media channels. Neil Nalkin on the board, the Dean of Nebraska Radio, back with us. And we have a winner, you guys, on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Stoicy Chalice of Sausage, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bill, hard word last name. What do you think of how I do that, Kevin? You want to try that, Kevin? Kevin Marked?
Wonderland.
Wonderlick.
Wonderlick.
Good. Good, Kevin.
Wonderlick, that's correct.
Wonderlick, Kevin Mark, right on it. Kevin needs his own show. And Lauren Cott with us from Gretna. Bill gets it right. And what was the question that you had asked for this big prize pack, Lauren Cott?
It was when I bought my first Nebraska annual fishing license in 1968. What did it cost me?
Bill, what is your educated guess, my friend?
Well, when I was 5 years old, it was $3.75.
Bill gets it right.
That is correct.
I can't believe it. Good job, Bill. $3.75. And
gas was probably, I'm going to say,
don't even go there,
a little under 30 cents a gallon.
I was going to say. So the 2021 price for a resident Nebraska fishing permit is $38.
So in relation, take 10 times, in relation to gas and things, still
inflation
a bargain.
And everything. Yeah, still a
bargain for all the hours you can
round.
Put in with it. So.
Yeah, there you go. Bill, any questions or comments for these guys on ice fishing? They spend a ton of time on the ice.
Hey, Greg, I don't, but my fishing partner has a question for you.
Sure.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Picorni.
Oh, no! Do we allow him on the air?
I don't think so.
Sorry! I need to know Lauren's GPS coordinates. We just got to come up
with. What's a GPS, Chris? You know me, I'm not much in technology.
Well, tell me where that rock pile is.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to know. Chris Picorni, by the way, a frequent contributor, guest here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Read about Chris in the Douglas County Post-Gazette. And I said nice things about you. I didn't say any crazy things, Chris.
Great article.
Thank you for all those lies there.
No, they were not. No, they were not. So, Chris, you're out there on the ice. How much ice you drilling? How much ice?
Well, we actually just pulled up in the parking lot, but I see, probably about 8 to 10 folks out here right now. So
can we say where you are?
Yeah, Summit Lake.
Summit Lake. Near the home stomping ground of Lauren Cott.
Yeah, I grew up not very far from there, Chris.
Summit Lake. I've known Summit as a very good bluegill lake.
You bet.
Yeah, from here the ice looks pretty decent, but my guess is, it's probably somewhere from 3 to 5 will be my guess. That's about what it's been around area lakes.
Very good.
After the show, we're going to call for a rod and reel report to see what's going on, Chris, okay?
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Chris Picorni, congratulations to Bill.
Yep. Greg, those two guys you got with you, I want to thank them for all the work that they do for the youth in the Omaha metro area.
Yes,
they put a tremendous amount of time in. Both of them do in
volunteers,
in how to hunt fish, and mentoring on
volunteer ambassadors for us. You do the real work in the trenches.
You'd be shocked at how many hours these guys put in every year.
Oh, big time! So very well put. All right, Chris. Get back to drilling the test holes.
We'll do due diligence.
They want a report. All right, thank you. And congratulations again to Bill hanging out with Chris. $3.75. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number 2, coming up down the line. Phone lines are open. One number, four sublines, 402-553-1490. During the break, I was asking Kevin, what kind of questions do you get on ice fishing from people, the people that know you go a lot?
Why in the world are you sitting out on a frozen lake staring
down
at an 8-inch hole and hoping that a fish swims by that little spot? And I get it. I mean, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? You know that you do things like that. But, I mean, it's the solitude. And if you want to be around people, that's awesome. And if you want to flip the lid over and be by yourself and meditate and just take it easy.
You want to be Daryl Bauer and go off on your own, who's with us.
That's right.
Who's over there about 400 yards.
Yep. So, I mean, they always ask, it's just crazy. And how do you stay warm? Back in the day.
There you go. That's a good one.
We were talking about the footwear being critical. When I was a kid, my parents bought me a pair of those green rubber boots with that yellow fuzz they thought was insulation.
Imitation fur?
Yeah. I mean, and it was micro thin and your feet froze. And so today, there's just not a reason to be uncomfortable like that. There's so much gear and so much good gear.
And it breathes and
it's
layered
just, it's
up.
Night and day difference. So I think that's the thing, is they come out there and they say, how do you stay warm? And like Lauren said, they're standing there in tennis shoes standing on ice. Well, you're not going to last very long. long. And so with the layering of clothes and the, and all the stuff that'll just, you know, keep you warm, it's just, it makes it much more pleasant. And then you, you use these electronics to get kids on fish, and then they want to fish, you know. And
do you guys have the underwater cameras? I fish with the Stromquist, Ty.
He's hardcore.
They're awesome.
Bet. Yeah.
And I'm looking at cameras, and they're like, Greg, you still got to do the presentation right. You're not doing it right, Greg.
Yeah, you know, not,
fish above those fish.
Yeah, we don't so much use the cameras yet, but I mean, just you got to have.
Boy, they're vivid. It's just wow.
But to have the fish finders and the flashers is just I think
with
it's critical.
With the cameras, here goes a beaver swimming by. Yeah, it's cool. I was like, Wags, there's a beaver. You see the beaver?
Yeah.
There it goes swimming by. I'm like, awesome.
Cool stuff. You know, it's all fun.
Yeah.
And that keeps a kid entertained, too.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I've seen Lauren sitting on a bucket outside his house with no fish finder because the grandkids have it. and the lid is flipped on the hut, and they're inside hot chocolate watching the flasher catching fish.
Cool. Now, Lauren, how did you learn ice fishing?
This is this goes back to my college days.
Okay.
So I went with three of my fraternity brothers one day. I think we went to Stagecoach. I'm not sure. We had no power auger.
University of Nebraska, Lincoln,
I mean, I'm talking 1969 or 70. And they drilled,
hand auger?
We didn't even have that.
Didn't even have that? Spud bar?
We used a spud bar. We made about a dozen holes in a big circle.
It's a lot of work.
And I had no equipment, and I was like Kevin. I had a flimsy pair of boots and a thin pair of coveralls, and I literally froze that day. And there was probably four or five of us, and those guys were just walking in that circle, jigging those poles and popping bluegill after bluegill. And I think back then there was no limit on panfish. Everything we had.
Right.
I would say we probably had 100 bluegills that day. You know how many I caught? One.
One is better than
none. I did not have the knack. I'd try to set the hook and miss that bobber, and that was my first experience, and why I ever stuck with it after that, I don't know. But it was something, you know, when you say, well, this was kind of fun. I think I'm going to stay with this, see if I can get a little better at it. And through the year, like Kevin said, through the years, a little bit better equipment, technology, clothing.
Lightweight.
Yeah.
The little augers, the little ones.
Oh, yeah. You'll find that out. The older you get, the lighter you pack to go out there.
Oh, yeah.
We used to drag plywood huts out there. I mean, yeah, Deluxe are warm, but they were heavy pulling, especially when there's snow on the ice. Yeah. So,
are you float coat wearers? Do you wear float coats? And I have one for waterfowl,
I do not.
Yeah,
I do.
But you're drilling the test holes and
test holes. I carry a throw rope with me got to try to hope somebody pull them out. We can do it, and it's just common sense.
I've got like spikes.
Spikes, yeah,
on the ends of my coat sleeves of my parka. Sure. That's that's a Dick Turpin tip right there.
You bet.
Yeah.
Tied right there. Because if you've ever fallen through, and working in the fisheries division as I did for years, I've fallen through Smith Lake in the Panhandle. Ooh. And you'll never forget that experience. And when you come back up, trying to get out on that slicker than snot ice is impossible.
Yeah.
And those spikes are so important to be flat and roll out, right?
You got to have them.
Yeah. All right. Let's take another break. Got to take a timeout. Pause for the cause. Talking ice fishing with Kevin Mart of Omaha and Lauren Cott of Gretna after this.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best?
Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, myboomerradio.com, podcast coming up by Nick Burris, that guy back there right after we are finished here. Neil Nelkin on the board. I'm Greg Wagner. And on this program, it's being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club. Terry Criss on next week. Talk Upland Gamebird Hunting and Sporting Clays, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Stoicich House of Sausage, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, special guest Kevin Mark, Lauren Cott. We're talking ice fishing. Great Outdoor Trivia round number two is coming up. Class, are you paying attention? That's all I have to say about that. We'll get into that here momentarily. We're talking during the break. I was asking the guys, what else you want to bring up on ice fishing, Kevin and Lauren, that we perhaps have not talked about. It truly is an adventure. What are some of the crazier questions you've had besides your sanity going out on the ice and the adventure part of it, Kevin?
I think a lot of it is, you know, do you keep all those fish you catch? You know, they're always concerned with whether you're catching and releasing or, you know, catching and eating.
You do both.
Selective harvest. I mean, and that's critical.
Yeah, we all do.
Everything.
That's what we do.
You know, to keep the right ones to eat. Yep. We love to eat fish. Lauren and I and Jeff and some of the guys, we always put on a fish fry for the, you know, hunter ed instructors in the
love
area.
Love that.
And, I mean, how much better can you get to get some camaraderie?
Can't get any better.
Together? So, yes, but it's a selective harvest. You don't want to keep the trophy fish and put them in the grease. You know, there's a size limit for that. And
yep. Have you caught catfish through the ice? This is kind of the newer thing in the ice fishing world. Of course, you've talked to Chris Picorni. You talk catfishing. But a lot of people like to catch catfish.
Yeah,
we're catching them on dead frozen chubs and minnow rigs where you can use the minnows.
Yeah, occasionally we've caught
them. Tip-ups, probably.
I sent you a picture of the Master Angler bullhead that I caught.
I liked it.
Dick Turpin was my hero, you know, to show him that
I didn't put it up
that.
Because the crappie one I thought was better.
There you go.
But even though that was up north. Yeah, that's all right.
And,
I had to make you look good. You know?
Well, I appreciate that. That's tough to do. And
you look better than I, so you're fine.
So does
Lauren.
The catfish is a bonus for me when I do catch something like that. You know, and if you're pan fishing, all of a sudden you think you got the world record, and then you pull up old whiskers, you know. But it's all fun. I don't specifically target them, but, you know.
It happens.
When it happens,
it's pretty
cool.
Could be on a teardrop waxworm combo.
I wasn't targeting that bullhead. You know,
yeah.
I thought I had a monster crappie, so.
Lauren, do you use tip-ups? You guys use a lot of tip-ups?
I do. When we go up, we'll, you know, depending on the ice here, a lot of times we'll make a run up to South Dakota and we'll set tip-ups for walleyes or northern pike.
Ooh.
Up there, so.
I'm coming up. What time's dinner at your house? Walleyes.
And, you know, honestly, I've been checking a lot of the reports up in the Glacial Lakes area. They've only got 8 to 10 inches of
ice.
That's
what I'm hearing. Friends of mine are at Lake of the Woods.
Some side-by-sides are falling through and no pickup traffic yet. And we got to turn the thermometer down.
I know.
Get there, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy. We need consecutive nights of single-digit temps.
Yeah.
I think
we'll get them yet. So.
Oh, yeah. It's winter is young. Let's do some trivia. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. And playing for the same prize pack as before, the 2021 Nebraska Land Magazine calendar, the gift certificate, one 50-pound bag of wild bird seed mix, Farmers Union Co-op, my hometown of Gretna, Nebraska, where Lauren lives, where he really, you're kind of, you're a long-time Gretna guy. You've been there, I've lived there longer than I've been alive.
Well, thank you for the old reminder, Greg.
And by the way, yes, and you're a propane deliverer for co-op right now.
Yep.
But I want to thank you for your fine service. As I think the general manager for Farmers Co-op, you can talk to any farm in the area. They all know Lauren, and I have never had an individual that has spoken more highly of than Lauren Cott of Gretna, who ran Farmers Co-op.
There's other guys out there now, so don't worry.
But you had a great crew.
Yeah, we did.
And
good employees.
Still do.
44 years and 4 months.
I can't believe it. The co-op dinners are famous. The holiday dinners, I don't know if they pulled one off with Rich Brush
year.
And all the guys. But anyway, fine bunch of folks. And also, too, we're going to include a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Deer and Game Expo. Talked about that already. Taking place next weekend, Lancaster Event Center, Lincoln, 84th and Havelock, bring your mask. And Kevin Markt, this is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet right here. Big time. How long have you, by the way, you've been a mentor in the bow hunter?
Right at 20 years.
No, it's more years. Than that.
No, it's right there. Bow hunter instructor a little bit longer than that.
Much longer than that. Nebraska Archery and the Schools program.
Since it started.
Since its inception.
Yep, I usually do the MC at the state tournament down there.
I know you do. I
have over 800 kids shoot.
Thank you for your volunteerism.
You bet.
Both of you, especially you there.
A lot of fun.
All right, trivia question. Kevin, you want to ask this one?
You
We've
betcha.
Already been talking about this, so if you've been paying attention, class, here we go.
This lengthy round piece of steel, about 4 to 5 feet long, with a tapered point at the end, is a great proactive safety tool to carry with you on all your ice fishing adventures. What is this apparatus called?
No hints.
Too easy.
First caller gets it right, wins the big prize pack. 553-1490 and 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat, or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Final segment of the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog. Brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Storage House of Sausage, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Playing Great Outdoor Trivia with our guests today, Lauren Cott of Gretna, Kevin Markt of Omaha. We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia round number two. Kevin, what was that question that you tossed out there?
It is lengthy round piece of steel, about 4 to 5 feet long, with a tapered point at the end of this, is a great proactive safety tool to carry with you on all of your ice fishing adventures. What is this apparatus?
Yeah, we talked about it. Go to Pat McPherson on line one. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Time getting away from us. What is your best guess, sir?
A spud bar.
There it is, the spud bar. Good job, Pat. Pat, you been ice fishing?
I was out yesterday, and I'll be out tomorrow again.
There you go.
I wish I could say that I was as successful as some of these guys are, but I'll just sit out there on that ice and let people make fun of me, I guess.
That's what it's all
That's
about,
me.
All fun.
That's right. Thank you very much, Pat McPherson thank of guys. Omaha, getting that right. Spud Bar, Lauren, Kevin, I can't thank you guys enough for everything that you do for the great outdoors. Thanks for coming in to talk ice fishing. Going to have you on soon. And if I get Janice Spica on here, Janice, are you listening? You must call in. It's mandatory.
No doubt about it. We'll do that.
We'll twist her arm for you.
And look out.
It won't take much twisting.
The fact that she wants 2 hours and says, is there a delay with Neil Nelkin? That was not good. But anyway, thank you all for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Terry Kriz, 1 week from today, Upland Gamebird Hunting Sporting Clays of Oak Creek Sporting Club. Be careful on the ice and take somebody far younger than you to the great outdoors of Nebraska and beyond. For Lauren, Kevin, Nick, and Neil, have a good one.